This is a dictation for Mr. James Marhesek, J-A-M-E-S, M-A-R-H-E-S-I-C, James Marhesek. His date of birth is 5/12/1962, date of accident 5/8/17/2022, and date of service is 10/26/2022. Mr. James Marhesek was initially seen on 8/24/2022 for initial visit for the history of lower back pain and in the neck pain, right shoulder pain, secondly to an automobile accident in which he was T-boned another car on 8/17/2022 as a resident driver. Impact led him some headaches without any symptoms or TBI, but moderate pain in the neck and the lower back with radiation to both legs, Tom. The patient is undergoing physical therapy 3 times per week, and it is bringing him some reasonable relief. He was not able to do the MRI as of yet. The appointment had not been set. So we are re-attempting getting the MRIs for him. His main issue is the neck pain, lower back pain, shoulder pain on the right side. Today, when he comes to report the following, his pain in the neck is around 5, lower back pain is 6, right shoulder pain is 5 to 6, and he is able to lift his arm up to 160 degrees. And the patient reports significant improvement with the physical therapy. Patient reports almost 60% improvement, and headaches have become milder with no TBI symptoms. The overall pain is between 4 and 5. ADLs are only 3 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the ADLs, patient reports the walking ability is affected 8, general activity is affected 7, but the rest of the ADLs are not gravely affected. In the system review, neurology and psych patient reports, there is no, there is some headaches without any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackouts, or fatigue, seizures. There is no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, no lack of focus, lack of concentration. And patient reports loss of memory and nightmares. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness of the neck and the lower back stiffness, neck pain and difficulty walking, and shoulder pain. All of these pains are now moderate and not severe. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble, breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports there are no changes in the pain level. It has improved, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance. Pain medications are Ultram and Tylenol number 3. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 109/80, pulse is 67, pulse oxygen 99. The rest of the exam is from previous visit of 8/24/2022, dictation number 0824-082. Please use the general review, musculoskeleton exam and musculature exam and extremities exam, along with the diagnosis. The rest of the plan of care will be as follows. The patient will continue doing his physical therapy 3 times per week, as that is helping him. And there is no along with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. The patient will continue being disabled for the work, housework, and transportation. His meds and labs have been reviewed for toxicology. Patient is found to be in compliance. He is provided with the following medication, which are Celebrex, 200 milligrams once a day, Flexeril, 10 milligrams twice a day for muscle relaxation, Ortram, 50 milligrams one or two every 6 hour PRN for pain, and Lyrica, 50 milligrams twice a day for pain. He could not do the MRI as there was some communication problem. He has been advised to take care of that. Other than that, the patient is stable and no other issues are to be reported. Thank you.